Doug Wright Show, where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Great to have you along on today's Doug Wright Show, and I am so pleased to have the former governor of New Mexico and the current libertarian candidate for the presidency of the United States here in studio. I like the sound of that. Governor Johnson, you know, you and I have talked quite a few times over these now many years, and we've talked about immigration issues, we've talked about financial issues, we've talked about marijuana issues, we've talked about all kinds of things. But I kind of like the sound of libertarian candidate for the presidency of the United States of America. I was just mentioning to you, I cannot tell you, Governor, how many people are coming up to me going, what do I do on November 8th?
Well, and I would be one of those, and I say would be. I happen to have a front row seat here as the only third-party candidate on the ballot in all 50 states. And I think the last time I was on, I mentioned to you, beyond my wildest expectations, Bill Weld is my running mate. Bill Weld being a political role model for me. I mean, smartest guy in the room.
You know, it's so interesting to read about both of you. But two former Republican governors, people that were known for being somewhat liberal on social issues, but very conservative in some ways on fiscal issues, wanting to actually, I know this is almost un-American, but balance the budget and things of that nature. And when I was reading up on Governor Weld, wow, you know, I think we have alternative options that I've never seen in a third-party ticket before.
Well, I agree, and the unique combination is Republican governors serving in heavily blue states. Well, how does that work? Well, that's crossing over party lines. That's joining hands in areas that there can be compromise. I think as a libertarian president, I think there'd be a real opportunity to challenge both parties to be good at what they're supposed to be good at. Republicans are supposed to be good on fiscal issues. Well, they've been anything but. And Democrats are supposed to be good on civil liberties. But you know what? Here we are. We're still at war. We're at war in Afghanistan. Longest standing war ever. Our military interventions, the war on drugs, the fact that we have the highest incarceration rate of any country in the world. These are things that we can address.
By the way, for those who are listening and you're at a computer terminal, if you'd like to watch the interview as well, you can go to KSLNewsRadio.com. And with our app, several people said, I really wanted to hear Governor Johnson joining you today, but I won't be able to because I can't listen right now. Can we listen on the app? And you absolutely can. You can listen to it at your leisure, and you can also listen to this on your cell phone by going to the KSL News Radio app. Governor, tomorrow is an important day. As a matter of fact, I believe Governor Weld is on a plane right now, going back to New York. We were planning on chatting with him during the next segment as well. But you've got a little town hall meeting going on tomorrow night.
Yeah, CNN hosting a national town hall. They've done that for the other major candidates. So big, huge opportunity to be able to talk about these issues. You know, being fiscally conservative, genuinely. Look, let's prudently spend the money that we have. Let's not spend money we don't have. Social issues. Look, whether you're social conservative or whether you're socially liberal, libertarians take the view that as long as you don't force that on me, you can be anything you want. So people being able to make choices in their own lives that as long as those choices don't adversely affect others, then that's what this country's all about. And then the wars, our military interventions, the fact that we have boots on the ground, the fact that we drop bombs, the fact that drones are killing thousands of innocent people, this is making the situation in the world less safe, not more safe. Involve Congress in a declaration of war, something, a responsibility that they've abdicated to the executive and to the military.
It was interesting when you talked about Afghanistan and the length of that war. You know, for anybody who studies American history, boy, you know, the Revolutionary War was not short. And that was a war of attrition that fortunately worked out to our advantage. But you look at the Vietnam War, that was the war raging when I was a kid. I thought no war could possibly last longer than the Vietnam War, but this one has.
This one has. And did we not learn anything from Russia and the fact that arguably that bankrupted Russia? Russia hears that we want to go into Afghanistan. They had no problem with that one. None whatsoever. Yeah, have at it.
I want to talk about some of the practicalities. You know, for years, until this year, I've always made the case, hey, you know, there might be a great person out there, third candidate. There might be somebody that you really admire. But, you know, the bottom line is, what do you do? And I said, there's got to be a grain of difference between the two bad decisions. And don't throw your vote away is a term that I've used. I'll tell you, this year, I'll tell you, I have changed. I cannot morally vote for Donald Trump. I just can't. And Hillary Clinton just presses me to the absolute limit. What are the realities? What can happen with you and Governor Weld?
Well, we wouldn't be doing this if there weren't the opportunity to win. And have you ever just stood back and done the math on the two major parties? 43% of Americans right now declare themselves as independent. 30% Democrat, 27% Republican. So when you go to Donald Trump's 39-point support among Republicans, he's representing 13% of the electorate. When you look at Hillary, she's at 16% of the electorate. And these are our only two choices. I really do believe that this is going to be the demise of the Republican Party. I absolutely believe that. And in the polls where my name has appeared, really, it's more votes from Hillary, interestingly, than Trump. Yeah. But I've believed from day one that Trump alienates more than half of all Republicans.
Yeah. I saw that national poll that I think you're referring to. National poll, this is the headline, Clinton lead narrows in four-way race. This is from Politico, and it shows Hillary Clinton 42, Trump 38, Johnson 9 in this one, and Jill Stein at 7. So in this one, you actually clipped a little bit more from Hillary than you did from Donald Trump. What about the concept? And then we'll take a break. I want to come back and talk more issues, and I want to talk more about the town hall and what it would take to get you in the national debates, because you're within striking distance. But as far as the idea of throwing this into the House of Representatives, I've heard that too, that if enough states, if you were to clip enough, that this could be thrown into the House of Representatives.
Right, and then anything is possible, and included in anything is possible would be that I would be the next president of the United States, because you would have neither side wanting to give to the other, but the compromise candidate would be the Libertarian candidate down the middle.
Let's take a brief break. When we come back, we'll talk with the Libertarian candidate for the presidency of the United States of America, along with running mate former Governor Weld from Massachusetts, and we're looking for an opportunity to talk with Governor Weld before too long. When we come back, what would it take to have Gary Johnson, and what would it take in the vice presidential debates to have former Governor Weld in the national debates? And as I mentioned a little earlier, we're within striking distance. What would it actually take? That's coming up. Governor, former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson with us here at KSL News Radio. By the way, if you have any questions at all that you'd like me to ask of Governor Johnson on your behalf, you can text those to us at 57500.
From Doug's analysis, we jump into Utah's noon news and then the all-new JMAC News Show at 12:30 on KSL News Radio.